Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go. What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to the Panda Top 20. This is the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. My name is Danny Myers. Across from me on my screen is Alon Fong. Good day, sir.
Hello, sir. It's Panda Top 20 time. We get to practice our counting down. Not starting at number one. Oh, no. We flip it.
Right.
Reverse it. We go from 20 to 1. So it's a challenge mathematically and for our counting skills as we bring you the hottest tracks in strip club land as determined by the submissions of our Panda DJs from all around the country.
And might I just say, in my own defense, I don't have to count backwards because you are the professor of pandanometry.
That's, hey, I a lot of money spent on my college education learning how to count from 20 to 1. It was intensive, a lot of difficult tests. It was not easy. That's a four-year degree into itself, Danny.
Wow. I mean, I go back to the abacus, but that's just me. Okay,
that's so another
we
Chinese
have 20
one, see?
Songs. That the pandas have told us that they're playing a lot of the newer stuff here. Looks like a pretty good variety, some EDM, some rock, some hip-hop. No country that I can see on there as of yet, so I scanned it real quick. Nope. So we're going to find out what the pandas have selected for their charts. Oh, so let's start at number 20.
Yes, number 20. It was number 19 last month. This is Big Booty by Hoswell, Young Miko, and Lil Genius.
Big booty money, ella no tenti. Eso está cotizado, tiene medusa hasta en los panties. Está pa' darle toda la noche hasta quedarme en ti. Pichea pa' salir en todas las fotos infraganti. Una mami chica. Big booty money, ella no tenti. Eso está cotizado, tiene medusa hasta en los panties. Le gustan las doyas, hacer trisones con las besties. Están pa' hoy.
I think you had a slight mispronunciation on one of those artists on there. It's not Lil Genius. It's Lil Genius with a Z.
Oh, it's with a Z on the end. I apologize.
Yeah,
I
didn't hit the Z hard enough. Lil Genius.
Lil Genius.
19.
Sound like I'm trying to be Marlon Brando. Lil Genius.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, hey, number 19. You know, Danny, what do you do when one fantasy is not enough?
You add a second one.
You get a double fantasy is what you do. This is the Alta remix by DJ Mike D. Shout out to DJ Mike D, our good friend. This is The Weeknd featuring Future, Double Fantasy. Biggest dropper from number 2 to number 19.
You know, I'm pretty excited about this next one being number 18. You know why?
Why?
Because once we hear it, we don't have to hear it anymore.
I got a rant. It's
Go
time
ahead.
For me to. I get a rant today.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. This will be good. I swear. All right. So, look, I get the whole sexual thing, but I'm tired of hearing about everyone's genitalia, how big it is, how wet it is, how tight it is, how it's going to rip you apart, tear you up, beat you up. Slam you apart. I'm just over it. Can we use metaphor again, please? It's getting boring.
And
metaphor.
The color of it.
Be creative.
Don't forget the color of it. It's brown.
Or is it pink? Or is it purple? Or is it, you know?
The song,
like, hey, there's a cool
brown
song, Peaches and Eggplant, that's out right now. That's cool. See, it's metaphorical. It's using emojis. It's, you know, it's a different reference. I'm sure they're still going to talk about my dick big, my pussy wet, my pussy tight, you know, but whatever.
The booty hole brown.
But
now here's the thing. This song that we're about to introduce has hit big on the charts. That one with the
it's
emojis,
huge.
Where's it at on the charts?
It's a big eggplant.
Okay.
it's number 18 on our chart.
Who cares what we think?
I know. Nobody cares. It's number 18 on our chart. It was number 13 last month. Talking about Pound Town. Sexy Red featuring Tay Keith. Not Toby Keith. That'd be someone different.
Right. And the
song would be very different.
And I'm playing the clean version so you have something to laugh about.
I'm out of town, thuggin' with my round. My tootsie roll brown. Where the hitters? I'm looking for the bros. Quit playing hitter, cause suck a big toe. Pound Town, just left.
Man, that 30 seconds went by quick. Next.
Number 17. Hey, here's the ode to oral sex. Eat Your Man, Dom Dalla and Nelly Furtado.
I'll eat your man, devour him whole. Licking my fingers, I'm in control. Fly like a bird, I'm taking it home. Moving my body like an info. I say it right now, do what I say. Apply the pressure into your veins. Blood on the floor, I'm pushing the pain. I let the creatures out of the cage.
Okay, Mr. Fong, 16.
Number 16 kind of sums up the previous four tracks. This is Your Mind is Dirty. It's Mal P. We're playing the Alter Remix by Huda Hudeya.
I just have to say, that is a fun song to run lights to. It really is, man. It's an absolute blast. Yeah. You are listening to the Panda Top 20. We are five in. We got 15 to go. Quick reminder that we've got our Strip Club Music Hall of Fame is in search of the brand new class, the class of 2024. So stripclubhof.com. Go to that website. Cast your votes. You'll see who's already been nominated for the previous year and see who you can vote for this year. Stripclubhof.com.
Yeah. And if you can write in someone we left off, if there's someone, they just have to have released their first single or album 20 years prior to 24. So 2004 and before.
Yes.
All right. Nobody with their first release after 2004. Got it?
Right.
Cool. All right. Number 15, you get to hear Danny Meyer's excellent editing and remix skills are on this one. From our other show, Panda Off the Charts, where we bring you new music and interview musical artists, rock stars, hip-hop stars, EDM stars. This is Ari Abdul's You, and this is the Danny Meyer's Strip Club edit.
You're so divine, you're in your prime, it's love at first sight, won't be satisfied till I know you're mine. You could be the, you could be the one, you could be the.
Okay, just to explain what a Danny Meyer Strip Club edit is. These songs are coming out shorter and shorter, and the strip clubs need them a little bit longer. So me, Danny Myers, is taking some of these songs with label permission and extending them, grabbing loops, etc., and making a longer version. And if you would like that 3-minute version instead of the 2-minute version that you could get anywhere else, you can get that for free at stripjointsmusic.com.
Yeah. All right, number 14, it's a debut. This is Where Your Bitch At, but it's spelled B-I-H with the ampersand, or not the ampersand, but the at symbol, sorry. This is Moneybagg Yo's latest, Where Your Bitch At.
Show me what you working with. Now show me what you working with. Show me what you working with. Now show me what you working with. I met Kelsey through my cousin Pretty, but the bitch ain't shit. Not too much foul play or fuck the game, upset her on the bench. Phone on D&D, don't wanna talk, bitch, think I turned it off. Popping up at the spot, beating on my door like I done broke the law. Money go hand in hand.
So Lon, why do you think they used B-I-H instead of just spelling out bitch?
I think it was a mistype.
You think it was a mistype?
Yeah.
I think
someone at the label fucked up and just missed the TC in there.
I think it's all marketing because everything gets blocked to people under 17 that has a bad word in the title.
Maybe.
Okay. They're lazy. That's all it is. They're lazy. Next song.
Next song it is. Let's go with number 13. It's a rebound track. It's been on the top 20 before, and now it's back. This is our latest track from the Italian rock band Maneskin. This is Baby's Head.
Tell me about your dream vacation and all of your ex-lovers. Tell me now, what's that look on your face? She puts her hand on my lips, begging please end this conversation. Baby said, when you're talking, I go dead. Shut your mouth, give me your head. What do you really want to? Baby said, let me taste your silhouette. You can talk between my legs.
Okay, earlier you were talking about learning how to count. And, I mean, we were talking numbers going from 20 down to 1, but now we have to go from days of the week backwards.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I can do that. Danny, you want to take this one on? Going from 13 to?
12, but it's
man,
not.
Man, my man, he got it.
I'm not talking about, like, there's 7 days in a week, right? But
sure.
If there's 7 days in a week and we have to count backwards, Tyga did this perfect with day one. Oh, God, that was a dad joke. Uh-huh. That was a horrible dad joke. I apologize.
That's my day one. She like to have fun. Little super freak. She got that dum dum. That's my day one. She like to have fun. Little super freak. She got that dum dum.
Tyga, day one. And you know what, speaking of Tyga, he's got another one out called Bop's Going Brazy that I think a lot of people are liking, but it's a little short, but I did a remix on that one or an edit on that one, and I think I might even have charted that one number one, but it didn't make the chart, so no Bop. No Bop right, going brazy. I put it on off the chart, though.
Yeah.
Nobody
that's
else
true.
Liked
that's
it.
That's true. All right, let's go. Number 11, so we're finishing the bottom half of our countdown. This has been on the chart for quite a while. One of my favorite tracks. This is the Club Killer intro, Ratata. It's Skrillex, Missy Elliott, and Mr. Oizo.
Oizo, I love this song.
Marvelous, fantabulous, a bad chick. The flow sick like, oh shit. You know this, I'm too fit to ever quit. Knocking these fools out like pool sticks. I do this, I move this, I prove this. Bars be hard like a pound of bricks. To go up, jumps up, we get to the bang, bang, high. It's the kind of beat to go ratata. It's the kind of beat to go ratata.
Got a song I can just put on loop, man. I love that song. Ra-ta-ta.
Oh, yes.
Nice, man. You are listening to the Panda Top 20 for August. We are 10 in. We got 10 to go, and they're coming up next.
This is DJ Mike D with my chums Danny Myers and Elon Fong. Right here on the What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
I am Danny Myers. That is Alon Fong. We are back with the Panda Top 20 for August 2023. I can't believe it's August, man. August. Summer's flying by, man. And it may be hot out, but it's not too hot. I mean, I'd rather take this too hot than too cold stuff.
Yeah, it's not too hot. It's nice. It's summer. It's what it's supposed to be.
Right. I mean, even Chris Brown agrees, right?
Yeah, summer too hot. Chris Brown, one of my picks from off the charts, at number 10.
Take something, left, right, control it. You know who to call if you're horny. Ride on it, green light me. Green light, green light. Tell your friends that you really don't dance. But I know that you can. Fucking up your plans when you're about to get nasty.
Perfect mid-tempo kind of track for a strip club. It is. We just had this.
Good R&B vibes.
Yeah. This next artist, we just had him on our most recent Panda Off the Charts, which you can listen to the entire interview at pandaoffthecharts.com.
Yeah, we interviewed Mr. Edsel Dope, the lead singer and main songwriter of Dope, the rock metal industrial band. And they do an amazing cover, which you're about to hear, of the classic from The Cure, talking about Love Song. From Off the Charts to number 9 on the Panda Top 20.
They did something a little different on the spelling. Love song is one word. So if you go searching for it, don't do what I did when I first tried to look for it and I couldn't find it. Love song. They made it one word. Alon Fong. Next one.
It's all one word. Just like love. For all of us. It unifies. It's one. That's why they... I'll shut up now. All right. Hey, it's time for another Danny Myers Strip Club Mix. Great track here. This is perfect for any summertime party. This is by a up-and-coming artist named Upsol, and this is Wet White T-Shirt, the Danny Myers Strip Club Mix. He loves wet.
Look at my eyes, he walks around his house, he just douses himself in water, and he wears white T-shirt.
White T-shirt. I see you growing fast, call the priest you are possessed. No, you ain't gonna last if you keep eye fucking my breast. If you keep staring down like that, sorry your brain can't get no rest. Take a picture with the flash, fill the road, just be my guest.
Do like that one. Okay, let's cut out all the corny dad jokes.
That wasn't a corny dad joke. That was your life. You dousing yourself in water when you wore white T-shirts at home.
Oh, is that what you were saying? You tried to say something over the music, but it didn't come through. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying. So that's what Danny does at home when he's in the summer when he's hot. Puts on a wife beater or a white T-shirt and douses himself with water. Can't you know, cuss. Silver fox sexy. All the features love it. That's on his OnlyFans, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, you will see me perform that.
Oh,
at the Stripper Olympics, by the way. Did you hear I'm hosting Stripper Olympics? I'm co-hosting Stripper Olympics at Michael's Men's Club September 20th. I am co-hosting along with Autumn Knights, who is last year's winner. And it's funny because you talk to people outside the strip club industry and you say Stripper Olympics and everybody laughs like that's a joke or it's a parody. No, it is really, really put on very, very well. Pole competition, showgirl competition. There's even a lap dance competition, all divisions in there. And Michael's Men's Club does it right. So, hey, check it all out. Michael's Men's Club. I think it's michaelsmensclub.com or Stripper Olympics. If you can get on YouTube and watch some of the previous years. This is our 12th anniversary Stripper Olympics.
That's awesome. Hey, congratulations. I'm excited for you. And just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, all competitors are performance-enhancing drug tested. You know, we don't want them using illegal substances to improve their performance and let them be able to fly up a pole at 150 miles an hour or something like that. We want it to be fair.
Yeah, but how much you want to bet they're all baked?
Yeah, but that's not a performance enhancer.
Okay.
So I guess unless they're anxiety and then Anyways, so we look forward to the competitors from China and Russia to show up clean this year. And who knows, maybe some Cubans will show up. We might have some people from all over the world. It's the Stripper Olympics. You don't know.
Yeah.
Get there. Lafayette, Michael's Men's Club. I'm going to try and show up. So
you should.
It's on a Wednesday night, September 20th.
The beauty about doing these in strip clubs is we are 100% positive they're female.
For now. All right. Seven. We're on seven. We got off track there. Thank God I have my degree in counting backwards, or else we'd be in trouble. This is number seven, Skinny Little Missy from Canada, eh? Nickelback.
Top shelf, top floor. I'm like a kid in a candy store. Resist, what for? You know you're coming back for more. Skinny Little Missy don't want no boyfriend. Skinny Little Missy don't waste no time. The pretty little face will never grace your bedroom. Skinny Little Missy is a friend of mine.
That's one of Nickelback's best tracks, I think.
Yeah, it's a great track. I dig it.
Six.
Number six, Danny. Love this track. Of course, I introduced it on Panda Off the Charts months ago now, and it's still in our 20, and it keeps moving on up. It moves up from number 11 to number six. This is Dessert, spelled D-E, $$ERT. It's by Eurotrash and Yellowclaw, featuring Asia Eros.
You were trying to say something, and the music drowned you out. What was that?
What's your favorite dessert, Danny Myers?
Well, I mean, they said so in the song. I like to eat the pussy.
The pussy.
I like to eat the pussy. I mean, my papa told me pussy.
For dessert?
Yeah, my papa told me pussy tasted like shit. I said, no, papa, you're taking too big a bite.
Hey! So, my favorite dessert, thanks for asking, is probably tiramisu. Love tiramisu, and I like custards. I love cream puffs, a good cream puff. Anyways, okay, moving right along.
Klondike.
Danny did not want to share his favorite dessert. He doesn't have a sweet tooth, ladies and gentlemen. He is not normal. Number five, another rebound track. This is Rodeo, or is it Rodeo?
Rodeo.
Well, it could be Rodeo Drive.
Rodeo.
The Black and Mild Bounce remix by La Pat, featuring Big Jade.
Remember my name is Sid Daddy, I'm coming. I'm coming to up a mind in your stomach, so baby, let's go.
You are listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network, the Panda Top 20. We have four songs to go. Before we get to those four, give you a little more time to start putting your thinking cap on and think what could have possibly taken 4, 3, 2, and 1. I want to remind you that if you have comments about our show, we want you to join our Facebook group. It's very simple, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. We have a lot of our listeners are on there. A lot of our members are remixers, label people. We've got artists on there as well. A lot of feature performers. Some of the competitors that are going to be in the Stripper Olympics are on that group. So you guys should get on there. We just actually, it was just our 1 year anniversary of that Facebook group a few days ago. And so, yeah, one year in and we're like close to 800 members. So we appreciate it, but we would like a few more. So please join us. And you can be honest. If you want to say, would you guys just shut up and play the music? You can say that.
I'm happy for this next track. This is just a good track that keeps on climbing all the way up to number four from number 18. This is 070 Shake.
070.
Cocoon, the Martin Garrix and Space Ducks remix.
070 Shake. We'll teach you that someday.
I like 070. I like 070 better.
Okay.
I say what I want.
I'm coming out like I'm 9 months pregnant.
I think now would be an appropriate time for me to remind all of the DJs out there to make sure you listen to every song before you play it. Just because it's on a chart doesn't mean that you can get away with it. I say that because, you know, as Walter Warwick likes for me to say, the chart is a tool, not a rule. So number three happens to be a very, very popular song. It is a debut. Everybody is talking about it, but listen to it before you play it. Alon, go ahead. Introduce it.
Yeah, and according to anecdotal evidence in the Panda DJ group, many white girls love this song. This is Slut Me Out, debuting at number three by Nelly Choppa. Nile Choppa? It's NLECHOPPA, and it's all caps, so he's yelling it out, screaming it.
Okay, and I haven't heard the original. This one that we're going to play here was mentioned in the charts a few times. This is the Jersey Club remix.
Rip out my shirt if you love me. Spit in my face when you fuck me. Play with my goose while you suck me. Eat the dick like you was ugly. I mean, hold on. Wait, where your friend bring your buddy? I don't think that you enough. Her favorite thing to say is cuff me. Slut me out. Slut me out. Slut.
I just know I could hear my boss's scream from across the room. So, yeah, but it, you know, I'll tell you what, if you can play music like that, it is a very popular song. The girls are all going to love it. Girls love calling themselves slut. I don't know why, but, you know, they do. It's just, you know, I'm showing my age here. Alon, there are two songs left. Did you have what?
All I know is you and I can't call them sluts. Don't do it.
Right. If I said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome this next slut to the stage, what do you think would happen? Now, it's just like the
I
whole,
think we should experiment.
Okay. Next time I'm on the mic, I'm going to introduce the next slut coming to the stage. We're going to
see what happens.
Beat up her pussy and a few things like that. But she can sing those words, but I can't say them.
Different.
There are two songs left. Can you guess what two and one are? This is where the suspense starts building. This is where I stall just to see Alon Fong take a couple extra breaths before he has to talk. So, Alon Fong, what is number two? Dose.
Well, Daniel, at number two is a track by Fisher. This is Take It Off, the strip club mix.
Take it off, slow, steady, undress, impress. Take it off, slow, steady, undress, success. Take it off, slow, steady, undress, impress. Take it off.
Yeah, so if you take it off slow, steady, then it's kind of more like the tease rather than let's just hurry up and look like a slut.
Just drop it. Just throw it in the air and drop it on the floor.
Drop it like it's...
And there's a time and place for that, Danny. Let's be honest. There's a time and place to just throw the clothes aside and get to fucking. But... All right. We're on to number one.
We really, really don't do drugs.
Probably should, but... Yeah, we don't. I don't. It's been a long time anyways. I haven't done drugs in 30 years probably. So, you know, got that going for me. All right. Where am I? Number one, Danny. New number one.
It's a new number one that was already number one a few times before.
Yes, but it's a new for this month.
Right.
Correct. From our friend, Nicki Minaj. She loves us. She loves our show.
She does.
We've had good interactions with her.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah, we've heard from her in her management. All right, Red Ruby, the sleaze, number one.
Nicki only Minaj. When I'm seized if the breeze. Red Ruby, the sleaze, Chinese on my sleeve. These wanna be Chun-Li's anyway, yee-haw. Who the f*** told bitches they was me now? I knew these bitches was slow, I ain't know these bitches see now. Married a shooter case you niggas tried to breathe loud. Boom your face off, then I tell them ceasefire. I'm the AB 700 on the horses when we fixin' to leave. But I don't f*** with horses since Christopher Reeves.
In an unrelated topic, Danny, did you see the video of Cardi B getting a drink thrown on her at her live performance?
No.
Yeah, she was not happy about it at all. Threw the microphone at the person. And the most incredible thing, talk about a talented artist. She threw the microphone she was singing into the crowd at the person who threw the water. And guess what?
The vocals continued.
Because it's amazing. She has such great diaphragmatic projection. You could still hear her voice clear as day over the crowd, over the music. And she didn't even have a microphone. She wasn't even saying the words. It was amazing.
Wow. So like the customer or the guy who she threw the mic at or whatever, he picked up the vocal track and sounded exactly like
No, her. No, he didn't pick up the mic. He ran. And
oh, shit. I'd have saved that microphone, man. Talented. There's a, yeah. There's a collector's item right there.
She could be on America's Got Talent as a ventriloquist. That's amazing. That is skills. That is talent right there. Cardi B, I salute you.
Okay, so Alon, that was the 20 songs that the Pandas voted on for their chart for Panda Top 20 for August. Also, there's some songs that didn't quite make the chart. Will you tell us how the people can find out about that?
Well, Daniel, let me tell you, we have another show, another list called The Bubbling Under. What is The Bubbling Under, you're asking out there in podcast land?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. The Bubbling Under is the songs that didn't quite have enough votes to break into our top 20. They're right below it. They probably will be on it. History shows us that many of these songs will end up in the future in the Panda Top 20. We have 12 songs in Bubbling Under for this month, and that podcast will be coming to you in the next couple weeks, so keep a lookout for that.
And don't forget all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20 Bubbling Under, Off the Charts Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain Rock and Roll Recap, can be found at whatshotitsc.com if we don't get canceled.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.